Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting provider, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Plus, their user-friendly custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy and efficient. Customers can experience up to 200% faster sites by simply moving to the platform. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers with zero downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
See, what you focus on matters, because what you stare at, you steer towards. And right now, some of you are focused on all of the wrong things. Like, what are you focused on? Because where your mind goes, your life follows. There's a statistic that tells us the average person has 12 to 60,000 thoughts per day. And that's a lot of thoughts. But 80% of those thoughts, according to this study, are negative. Negative. That means negativity is dominating most of our focus. So many of us are focused on negativity. And the worst part about that statistic is that 95% of those negative thoughts are on repeat, like a bad playlist playing over and over and over again. So many of you have dreams, goals, and ambitions that you want to see become a reality in your life, but you can't get to your dreams, you can't get to your destination when you are listening to the playlist of negativity. You can't get to your destination when you are on the roadmap of distraction. You can't get to your destination when all of those other things are competing for your focus.
And some of it, it's not even our fault. Some of these things have been passed down to us. Some of the negative thinking, you know, some of the negative habits that we have been passed down to us generation to generation. Listen, we all have some kind of excuse that we can use for not succeeding, right? Or not getting things done. We could blame our parents. We could blame our relatives. We could blame our spouse, you know, our loved ones. At the end of the day, it's going to come down to you. But here's the thing. Some of the things that we're doing, some of the things that have been done prior to us have been passed down generation to generation. We inherit. We inherit finances. We inherit property. What are some of the other things that we're inheriting from people that have gone before us? Some of us have inherited poor thinking, poor eating habits. Some of us have inherited alcohol, drug use, the way we speak, the way we carry ourselves. Some of these things have been passed down generation to generation. And now it's time for you to really understand the fact that you can start a new wave of things. You can start a new wave of thinking by passing on good eating habits, good mental health, good financial education, and ways of building that generational wealth that we talk about all the time. What does it really mean? Is it just finances? No. Some of the things that we have inherited are damaging us from the inside out, and we can fix that.
Your behaviors 100% of the time are a direct result of your beliefs. And so if there is a behavior that is in your life that you don't want there anymore, you got to track it back. What are your current beliefs? So many of you, you've been told negative things about yourself. You've allowed life to beat you down. Your experiences have lied to you and told you that you're not valuable. You've believed the lie that you'll never be. You're not like them. You're not good enough. And you keep playing the negative playlist over and over and over.
What's one of the biggest things that have been passed on to us? Fear. Fear of, you know, of overcoming. Fear of doing things differently. Fear of being judged. If you grew up and, you know, your parents or your loved ones always told you that no one in our family is ever going to be successful. Or if you grew up in a circle, your friends, the people that you're around right now, where no one is very successful, no one has done anything that's been extravagant, You know, you'll have a certain fear about stepping out. Some of that fear is going to be fear of succeeding, right? And how people are going to view you because, oh, you think you're better than everyone else now because, you know, you succeeded at something, or you think that, you know, you're all high and mighty. No, it's not that. It's just that I got tired of settling. Okay, I didn't want to settle anymore. And that's what we're doing. We're settling because of fear. There's good fear out there, but there's also that negative fear that paralyzes us from doing things. And that's the big difference. Fear is a normal emotion, right? It was given to us by God, just like anything else. We cry, you know, we laugh, we have emotions, you know, we have fear, you know, certain things that cause our body to react in a certain way. Okay, it's okay. It's okay to have fear. What's not okay is to be paralyzed by that fear. And because that fear that's paralyzing you is holding you back from being the person that God created you to be in the first place. So if you were created to be a speaker, or if you were created to be a cook, if you were created...
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
To do something a little bit more extravagant than the other people around you, and you're letting that fear paralyze you, then you're not living up to your greatest potential that you were created for. Don't worry about what people think about you, or, you know, how people criticize you, or even failing. You know, I remember when I was going out for the SWAT team, and I had this great fear come over me because I was older than everyone else. The test was geared towards certain people, a certain age group, and I was way beyond that age group. I was in my 40s, and I knew that there were only 3 spots available, but that fear didn't keep me from doing it. I got up every morning. I stayed up late every night. I ran down to the track, hopped fences, you know, broke into places just to get a good workout in. Over time, what happened was the person I started to become in the process far became better than anything that I was even dreaming of becoming when it came down to that actual process of what I was doing it for. It was no longer about becoming a team member. It was now part of, okay, look at what I've created within me or found within me that has become so much better and so much stronger during the process. But it never would have happened had I not overcome that fear.
What is your thought life look like? What does your thought patterns tell you about your life? Listen, if you want to go somewhere, become someone, accomplish something, it all starts in your mind. All of it, your behaviors are 100% of the time a direct result of your beliefs. Some of you right now, you have goals, dreams, and ambitions, and you've yet to step into them because right now you have no clarity. Come on, you have no clarity. Sometimes we have things going on in our life that are constantly competing for our time, effort, energy, and resources. It's like they're pulling in all directions all at once. And if you've ever felt the stress and the pressure of that, it's confusing and it's hard to move forward because here's a good idea and there's a good idea and over here's another good idea and shiny object syndrome and plus this other thing that everybody else is telling me is urgent and important and it's competing for my time. It's competing for my focus and all these things over here that are distracting me and all the people that if I haven't gone through evaluating my relationships that are distracting me, all this other stuff that's pulling me in 1,000 different directions. If you've ever felt that way, you cannot achieve your dreams, goals, and ambitions. You will never step into your destiny when you're being pulled in 1,000 directions. And I don't care what's going on around you. You are the one that has to take ownership. You get to take ownership of your life and say, I'm not going to allow that any longer. I'm taking authority over my own life. I'm taking authority over my dreams. I'm taking authority over the calling that's been placed in my life to steward it well. And I'm refusing to be pulled in 1,000 directions. Listen, some of you right now, you just need clear direction. And the best way you can do that is to look at everything that's competing for your time, effort, energy, and resources and say, if this doesn't align with my God-given dream, it doesn't belong. Let me tell you right now, if you're listening to this, the last thing I need you to hear is you've got to take massive action. You've got to execute. If you never execute the play, it doesn't matter. Some of you just have to have the courage to say, I'm going to do something today to take a next step. I'm going to do something today to take a next step towards my dreams, towards my goals, towards my calling, to step into my destiny, because it's worth it and I deserve it. And I was created to do something great with my life. And I'm telling you, you've got to take massive action. You got to execute the plan. Listen, you have a dream and it's worth pursuing. It's worth chasing. There's a destiny written all over you. It's inside of you and it is time to birth that thing. You got to get your focus, get those relationships, establish your clear direction, and you got to execute the play. It's time to take massive action. It's time to step into your dream. It is time to elevate your life.
One of the biggest things we have in this world today is a fear of getting started. We don't like to start small. I don't know what that is. Okay, I don't know if we're afraid of the process. I don't know if we're afraid of, you know, of getting started because we're afraid of what people are going to think about us, or because we're afraid of actually succeeding. Some of us are afraid of succeeding because we feel as if actually succeed at something, we're going to have to uphold that. Starting small is the best way to get started. Start small. Stop thinking so big. We have to stop thinking so big during the process of it all. I'm not saying don't dream big in the beginning, because that's where the thought process comes from. Every single thing that we look at in this world, every single thing started somewhere. I don't care if it's the chair that you're sitting in right now, or the car that you're driving, that big, beautiful billboard that you're driving past right now. Everything started as someone's idea. And when that happens, what's the difference between the idea and what's the difference between getting started? Start small. Keep it simple. This is something that we need to do to understand that the process is going to take time. Anything that's worth having in this world, anything that's worth, okay, key word right there, guys. Key word is worth having in this world is going to take time, and it's not going to come easy. It's going to take some time to build. What's happening is once you start thinking too big during the process, then you start overthinking, and then you'll start taking information from everywhere and everyone instead of breaking it down step by step by step. I had to learn how to understand that a successful life is only going to come from successful days stacked upon one another. Break that down day by day by day. Start by having a successful day. Start by having a successful hour. Break it down even further. Write down what I want to get done in this specific hour. Start the clock. I'll gauge myself at the end of that. I'll go back and look at the stop clock and see what I could have done better in this amount of time. Start breaking it down little by little by little. Some of you have these great ideas, man. These big, beautiful ideas, but for some reason, okay, you're not getting started because you're thinking about biting off so much at a time instead of biting it off little by little. Start small, dream big, and then get the process done one day at a time. And I promise you, if you keep doing it that way, breaking it down, you're going to be successful at it. Okay, with that repetition, okay, with the, you know, persistence, with doing it over and over and over again every single day without ceasing.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.